Hey there, we're glad you're joining us today. This is Tom and Julie Meekins of Champions for Parents, a ministry that seeks to empower and encourage all parents, especially those raising a child with special needs or any kind of challenges. Our goal is to help you as a parent to be a champion for your child. Tom is going to do a little devotional to help our focus, and we also are asking you to stay tuned for our tips on considering options.
Right, considering options. Let's look to start our time off. Let's look at the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll start reading verse 4 to the end of the chapter, and then I have some thoughts to bring out. Love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It will always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish ways. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I'm reminded of some things that my brother-in-law posted shortly after Valentine's Day in memory and thoughts of my sister who passed away in November. He, in reading this chapter, he says, "How interesting that today's reading in my devotions was from 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 on the unity of Christ's followers and on love. In chapter 12, we're encouraged to use our gifts for the benefit of others. We are told in verse 26 that if one member suffers, all suffer together. I have seen that lived out, as many of you have come alongside me to share in my grief." In chapter 13, we read that love is kind and patient. What a wonderful description of the love of God for us. I also saw something in a new light as I recognized that Debbie no longer sees in the mirror dimly, but now sees face to face in the presence of the Lord. What I never understood before was that of faith, hope, and love. Why we are told that the greatest of these is love. Faith and hope are very important. That is true, but only for a time. For Debbie, her faith has now become sight. Her hope will become complete at Christ's return. But her love will never pass away. For all of eternity, love will be her appropriate response to the mercy she has received in the gospel. That's why love endures. And I'd like to put that into the context of us loving our children. Our children who sometimes could be unlovable, but faith, hope, and love abide. The greatest of these is love. Mm. So it's hard, and it's supernatural love does not come from us. It comes from God. It comes from a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives that to us by the Comforter. And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Andy is such an inspiration to us as he walks through grief. He loved your sister so.
Yes.
And he misses her greatly. And he is grieving. But he loves God more. And he knows that he's equipped with all that he needs. And so as we go through the hard days with our children, let us always remember that love endures. and that this is just a blink of an eye, even though those days seem like an eternity. It's just a blink of an eye, and God is watching, and He cares. I like to think of God being the one who calls us, the one who equips us, the one who cares, and the one who invites us to lean on Him. It also does us well to remember that God is the answer. He is sufficient. Our Savior is the resource, and He deeply cares. So let's keep that in mind as we think about the word options. Now, the main reason for this topic is to open our mind to new possibilities. As parents, we're bombarded with gazillions of decisions we have to make for our children. As parents who are raising a child with challenges, the decisions for those children can be quite daunting because they're outside our comfort zones and outside our familiarity. These decisions may center around the education of our children, therapy, what kinds, when, timing, medical interventions, how we discipline, where we play, who we spend time with as a family, the toys we allow, and a whole lot more. Sometimes we also get into a situation where we are, as our daughter who is a nanny would say, just not feeling it, and start looking around to see what others are doing. We are the sum of our own past experiences. We're the sum of what is going on with our friends and family, and we're the sum of what we get exposed to. That's what we have in our repertoire, right? That's what we know to go to. Now, the concern is this. Sometimes those things don't fit for our kids. One mom's dilemma. A mom shared with me her frustration as she navigates life with a teenager who has lots of anxiety. She says people are looking from the outside and they're not appreciating the depth of the struggle. And what's sad is that those folks have opinions and they don't mind voicing them, unfortunately. This mom shared that her friends were wondering why this almost 17-year-old is just now getting her learner's permit to drive. Oh my. Constantly asking if her child has taken the ACT or the SAT test in order to get into college. And after her to plan her child's graduation from homeschool. They say that the planning must be done early. Can you hear that these particular families have a very small repertoire of what the possibilities are? And they're pushing that agenda on this mom that I talked with. All of these pressures from the outside are because folks are under the impression that there's only one way or a few ways to do life. And that just is not true. The fact is, people get driver's licenses at all different ages. Some kids never take an ACT or an SAT. They enter a local community college. They get enough credits so that future college institutions are only looking at the community college credits. And some homeschool graduations have lots of different looks and feels. Our kids did. We just want you to realize that if a particular option does not fit for your child, keep looking. There may be something else that will be the better fit. Sometimes we have to try several different ideas before we settle. Sometimes things work for a while, and then it becomes clear that they're not working anymore. That doesn't mean that you're a bad parent. That doesn't mean even that the particular situation, let's say at school, that the school is bad. It's just not a good fit for your child for that particular period of time. So we're encouraging you, be open to new possibilities, always. We often had to regroup and reevaluate. There's nothing wrong with seeking advice and doing research. In fact, we encourage you to do that. We don't want to become such research junkies, though, that we get stuck in the obtain information mode and never move forward with anything. So here's some tips to help you as you evaluate your situation. Are there questions that are coming to your mind? Write out your questions. You know, and sometimes because we have such a short realm of possibility, we don't even know what the questions are. That's the struggle that we had so many times. So we had to really look outward to see, oh, what are the questions? So do that and write them down. Search several, more than one, trusted resources for answers. Even those things that you think don't have anything for you. Do not be afraid of opposing ideas. We sometimes get locked in that there's only one way or one stream of information that we can glean for our own family. But I would say, you know, don't be afraid of opposing ideas. Mull them over, talk about them, see if there might be some little something in there that might be relevant to your family. Write pros and cons about them. And here's the most important one. Pray, pray, pray. And ask others to pray. And then go with your gut. We believe God wants to direct you. We believe He sent the Holy Spirit to live within you, to help you to discern. You are the parent assigned to that child. Chances are that you know this child better than anyone on the planet. Take a step back and evaluate. It's okay to search around to see if there are other options. Often, there are so many more. So Tom and I have the wonderful privilege of leading a parent support group at our church. And one of the things that we have noticed is that this group of people often will go down one road because that's the only road that they know that they can go down. So we recently brought this topic up for discussion in that group as well, because we wanted people to understand that if your child is in school and it's not working well, consider homeschooling. If your child is being homeschooled and that's not working well, look around and see what the options are and the possibilities are for your child in an education setting. And then there are families. This is why we love when parents talk to one another, because it's often the people that are walking the road who have the good answers, right? Professionals have answers, but they have professional answers, right? But people that are walking that same road, this is why we like support groups and we like to bring parents together. So listen to your friends and some of the things that they're finding out. And then even people that you wouldn't necessarily feel like you're aligned with, find out what they're doing. Maybe there's something there for you. And even within, you're thinking about educational settings, even within the public school setting, there are many different options for a child that has challenges. Even within the homeschool setting, there are many different options for the child who has challenges. In therapies, there are lots of different ways that you can do it. If you're working with a provider that doesn't gel with your child, go to a different provider. Same with doctors. Recently, we were looking at a post that was put into a special needs group that we are a part of. And the question was, I need a doctor that will be sensitive to the fact that my child is on the autism spectrum. Now, I know that there are lots of good doctors, lots of good pediatricians out there, and they know how to treat the illnesses. But I need somebody who's going to be sensitive to what's going on with my child and somebody that gels with me. And, you know, so it's okay to look around and see what's going to be a better fit. So, you know, there's so many different facets to raising a child. And so many different options, so many different ways to parent a child. We were talking with a client who's doing parent coaching with us last night, and she is really into, she has three little boys, and she's been parenting for 10 years, and her children have some challenges that are very tricky. And so her deal right now is she and her husband are looking for ways that they can make their home a more peaceful environment for everyone. You know, and so she's looking for strategies. She's done a lot. She's followed a lot of ideas through the years, but now she's looking for where they are in their life right now, because if there's nothing that we don't understand, if there's anything we don't understand about parenting, one thing we do understand is that our kids are always changing. And so sometimes we have to pull in other resources and we have to pull in other ideas. So the point is, the word options is very wide. Think about the horizon when you're looking over the ocean, or you're looking out at the ocean, and realize that maybe there's something more that I can do for my child, or something different that I can do for my child. So that's really the point that we wanted to bring out today. We wanted to make sure that this is something, you know, we only get one chance to raise our children, don't we? And, you know, we don't know. They don't come with manuals, and it gets very perplexing to try to figure it out. So as we're in the thick of creating meals for them and making sure their laundry is prepared so that they can wear clothes when they go out the door and all of those things, and we get caught up in our own jobs, our own relationships, it's difficult to realize, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to be stuck in this situation that is not serving my family well. So that's why we wanted to encourage you to think about your options.
I just want to just go back to a couple of things that you said earlier, where you say what to do is write out your questions.
Yeah.
And search several or one or more trusted resources for answers. Pray. Ask others to pray. And among that is seek advice. Go out and don't be afraid of opposing ideas that other people may have. You can mull them over. Like Julie was saying before, there's some pros and cons about all the advice that you get. Don't be afraid to get advice and to listen to other people as you're praying and praying and praying.
We have a tendency, I think, sometimes to shut off our minds to what we think might not be something that we want to engage with. For example, you know, if you have a totally different personality than another mom or dad, and you think, no way am I going to want to do things the way that they're doing things, well, maybe they are doing something that could be helpful to you. So keep your mind open to possibilities that could work potentially for your family, for your child.
Okay.
So very good. Okay. So we hope that this has been helpful to you to get some new ideas, or be aware of the fact that you can look up new ideas, and you can search and you can get advice and you can get and do some brainstorming with your friends. That's another fun thing to do, actually. You know, get a group of you together and just say, you know, these are our questions. What are your questions? And, you know, put all the questions on the table. Let the kids play, if that's something that works for you in with the children that you have, and or get babysitters and pull together, or, you know, social media. You know, put it out on a Facebook group and you know, mull it over, brainstorm. Just know that there's probably more ideas and possibilities for you. So don't feel stuck. We often talk about that in our home. Let's not feel stuck. Let's see what is also possible.
Okay. Remember that it's never too late, as we say, and there's always hope for your child.
Amen.
Now, we're Tom and Julie Meekins, and we bring you these podcasts through our ministry, or through the Lord's ministry, Champions for Parents. We are USA missionaries to parents, especially those who are raising a special needs child or a child with challenges. Our goal is to help you as a parent to be a champion for your child. We teach online classes and love to speak in person to parent groups wherever they may meet. We've spoken to parent conferences, mothers of preschoolers, moms next groups, homeschooling groups, ladies' brunch groups.
Do you have a group?
Yes.
We would love to come speak
to
your group.
They're all over the place. We also like to talk to church groups about our ministry to see if they want to join our team and come on board to offer support and encouragement and empowerment to all parents, especially those who are raising a child with any kind of challenges within their community and beyond. If you know of any parenting groups who are looking for a speaker, send us an email at championsforparents@gmail.com and let's get the conversation started. And if you want to receive our monthly ministry newsletter, please send us an email at championsforparents@gmail.com. And we would love to connect with you.
We know you already have a heart for giving and are looking for ministries that resonate with you. If you too have a heart for kids who struggle and their families, and you are looking to partner financially with a team who deeply cares, who has been there, and who is on the cutting edge of providing opportunities for empowerment for these families, get in touch with us at championsforparents@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us today. We look forward to the next time.
And may you have joy in your parenting journey.
Goodbye for now.